Some may commend the president for breaking the culture of denialism that has entrenched the ANC for long, for saying aloud what communities have long been complaining about. And there is merit in that. As the philosopher Francis Bacon once observed, silence is the virtue of fools. But honesty in politics can be a virtue. But honesty without reform is also not courage. It is concession. And that is the danger here. What was meant as a call to action may instead reinforce a growing perception that the ANC has become a party that acknowledges its failures more eloquently than it remedies them. The ANC's problem is not that it lacks awareness. It is that it lacks implementation. The electorate has heard the speeches, the admissions, the slogans, the manifestos, but seen little change. And in 2026, voters will not be swayed by what is said on a stage. They will judge what is happening at the tap, at the electricity meter, at the refuse collection schedule, based on how many youths are able to get jobs. In politics, acknowledgement without remedy is not bravery. It is an admission of liability. And unless that changes, Ramaphosa's remark may be remembered not as a moment of candor, but as a turning point of political sabotage.